Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Maybe two tackles. Here's Cook. Throws to Jake Trbojevic. He hits it up. Now we get down for the last play. From just behind halfway. Here's Cook. Runs down the middle. Looks for options. Throws to Trbojevic. Flat footed. Now to Cleary. Chip kick to the right side. They're pouring through. Cottrell. Yeah! But it's gone over the sideline. What a game here at Suncorp. What a series we have. We go to Perth in 17 days. My goodness, what a first game this has been as the Maroons do it again. 18-14, the final score.
Too good tonight. Too good, Wendell. Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
It was an outstanding second half. It was actually the last 10 minutes of the first half, and that second half from Queensland was just absolutely faultless. And New South Wales, they were brave. I think they learned a little bit of a lesson here tonight. They got a little bit of complacent, maybe in that middle sort of part of the first half where they were dominating, and you can never do that, especially at Suncorp Stadium in a state of origin. And it's been a magnificent win from Queensland tonight.
Well, I'll be honest, boys, 8-0 at half time, it flattered Queensland. I thought they could have been down 12 or 14 points. Now, I know they bombed a couple of tries, but New South Wales, they were controlling the middle ruck. They were out wide, they were making line breaks. That was massive. They dug so deep there. I'm so proud of this team.
Yeah, defence won it. Like, I mean, MG, that second period there where Queensland just lifted the tempo and were able to keep New South Wales in their own sort of 10-20 metre line for those two or three sets, really set the tone for that second half.
Oh, you're not wrong, Gerds, and Josh Papali led it. Josh Papali was unbelievable as we go down on the field again.
Yeah, he's the captain. Daly Cherry-Evans with you, Ben Dobbin.
Wowee, mate. Congratulations. What a game of football down at halftime. What a second half by Queensland.
Mate, that's Queensland at its best, isn't it? Just digging deep. Faced a hell of a lot of adversity at the first half there. We had a lot of disallowed tries on our own fault. But, geez, we stuck in there and we just hung in there, and we got a lot of talent in this side, and it got us home in the end.
There was a defensive set in this second half by Queensland that a lot have said is one of the best defensive sets when you held New South Wales down on their line. That really turned the tide.
Mate, we knew we had to turn this game around on our defence. And I know exactly what set you're talking about, mate. I'm so proud of the team and the hard work we put in this week. And that's the reward you get when you work bloody hard. And our side, they did that tonight. And it's fantastic to see the reward.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, DC, it's Del here, mate. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Mate, for you, it's been a big turnaround. But you know what? You've always backed your ability. But even as captain at halftime, I'm not sure what you said. 8-0 down. But whatever you said worked the second half because you guys were tremendous.
Yeah, look, mate, it's definitely not just all me to thank. I'll be honest, we've got a great support staff, our coach, and the playing group, mate. I mean, I'm lucky enough to run this side out, but you've been around long enough to know, Del, that there's a lot of hard work and a lot of senior players that have a voice in every side, and we're lucky to have that at the moment.
Mate, is the coach whisperer in tonight or not?
I still haven't met him yet, if that's what you're asking.
Some pretty amazing performances tonight. Ben Hunt, I mean, what an incredible contribution from a guy that doesn't usually play in that position. Callum Ponga at the back, mate. You must Cameron Munster. I mean, all of your guys just really did what they needed to tonight to get that result.
Exactly, mate. You said it. There was no one person tonight. It was a team effort. Our forward pack, mate, Jesus, they worked hard. That second half, they were unbelievable, and they're going to be bloody tired tonight, and then we've just got the icing on the cake. I mean, the boys you just mentioned, they were real good in that second half.
Dale, just Josh Papali. I don't think I've seen him play a better game in my life tonight. He was the enforcer in that second half. With that set, if tomorrow we're going to be talking about that set of six.
Yeah, mate.
And Josh Papali led the way.
He's fantastic, mate. He doesn't say much, but I tell you what, if there's one person that you watch and watch him lead with his actions, it's Josh Papali. I enjoy playing alongside him, and I've enjoyed spending time with him this week. He's a great fella.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Mate.
Thanks. The winning captain.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, games are usually defined like down the track by one moment or one play. And look, Gagai's intercept try was terrific, but, you know, we... It's that set of six,
yeah,
which is going to, that defensive set of six, which surely defines tonight. Cam Munster with you, Ben Dobbin.
Well, mate, what a win for Queensland, and yourself, mate, a huge game. You guys really turned up in this second half.
Yeah, we needed to. We created a lot of opportunities there in that first half, and we just didn't ice it. Yeah, that's something we need to work on in the next couple of weeks. And in the second half, we just spoke about our defence. I think we missed 20-something tackles in that first half, and we can't do that against a good quality side, and especially with Damien Cook running out of dummy half and having Tedesco sniffing in the middle. They're a dangerous side, so we knew we needed to work on that in the second half.
They were dangerous early, but for yourself, mate, you created a lot of space as well. You started to take the ball to the line. Did you find the game opened up for you?
In that first half, it opened up a little bit there for me. I probably should have backed myself more when I made that break instead of passing it earlier to Chambers there. But, yeah, instead of saying that, I felt like they were on me all night tonight. But, yeah, I'm really excited with the way we played tonight, not just myself, but as a team. And we dug deep there at stages where we needed to. And, just lucky enough and happy enough that we got the win here in Queensland.
Happy you, boys.
Hey, Cam, Wendell Saylor, mate. Mate, you don't CQ proud tonight in Queensland. Yeah. Mate, you never say die with the football. You threw about three or four dummies. It didn't go your way there, but you reset and you took them on all night. You must be so proud of the effort through the forwards and obviously your backs. It was such a great effort all round.
Yeah, Wendell, as you would know, mate, you don't get really many stoppages in our origin. The referees let a lot go, so we knew we needed to work in our attack and work on our points there when we were fatigued and under the pump there. And I felt like our ruckies really dug deep there at times, and we really stood up there in the second half, which we needed to. And I just can't fault the boys enough. Really proud of them.
It looked really open and quick. How did you find that in comparison to, you know, other origins you've played in?
Yeah, mate, I'm, other than my first one, mate. It was probably one of the fastest games I've played. They were all over us there in the first half, especially with Damien Cook and Tedesco running out from dummy half there and really putting our middle boys under pressure there. And yeah, I just felt like I was fatigued, and I wouldn't say the swear word, but yeah, I was stuffed out there. And yeah, just lucky enough we got away.
Hey, Cam, just tell me this. When you seen Dan Gagai, it was 2-on-1 there. When you see him tap up, you know when he's going to go. When you saw him going away, what were you thinking in your head?
Go, you good thing.
Yeah!
Gags loves scoring a try in Origin. He always finds one, but yeah, I was a little bit sceptical there when he got past the 50-metre line. I see my teammate, Josh Adokaka, looming down the short side there, and I was literally shitting myself because he's always... But, I was just happy enough he got over the line. He showed a clean set of heels, and I'm proud of him as well. He played really
great
good tonight.
Great game, mate. Well done. Great comeback. We'll see you in Perth.
Nah, thanks, boys. Yeah.
17 days away. You know, the next try Gagai scores, and you can't think that's too far away, he'll be the third greatest try scorer in Origin history.
Stop it.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
Inglis, yeah. 18, Boyd, 17, Slater and Shearer on 12. And he joins Dane Gagai, Michael O'Connor and Jared Hayne on 11. Wow. He's played 11 games. He's only played 10 on the wing.
He's the Iceman, isn't he? He's the Iceman.
There'd be South fans thinking, he's all right for us. Yes. Why can't he do this? And Newcastle fans used to think the same thing. Yes, yeah, Del?
I agree, Dan. No, I'm just looking at a bit of a replay here on the screen. There's JT and Callum Pong having a moment. JT's been working with, the spine of the back three, and unbelievable to see what they created tonight.
All right, this man, he was not on the winning team, but he was terrific as always. Ben Dobbin with Damien Cook.
It must be burning, mate. You guys, what a brutal game it was. Unfortunately, on the wrong side of the ledger tonight, but just so much hope for New South Wales after that performance.
Yeah, it was, mate. We come up here wanting to get the win. A lot of us haven't won up here before and wanted to get the series off to a good start, and felt like we played some good footy, but, Queensland, they played really well, played the whole 80, and they come flying out in the second half as well, and they took their half opportunities, and hopefully Gags can do that for us on the weekend too.
Look, at halftime, you guys are leading. You did it well. I know Queensland bombed a few tries. It did look like when you came back out, you guys were a bit flat. Halftime, probably you wish now it didn't happen.
Oh, look, yeah, we put a lot into that first half. We wanted to start fast. They know they come flying out up here, and we wanted to match that, and I felt like we did, and, they probably, you can say bomb tries, but it was great guys to scramble back there and save those tries as well and put the pressure on. So, and you know what, to their credit, they come out and they'll play in the full 80, and we, they just got us on a couple of small chances there. Great ball by Ponga, and, Gags finishing off those two tries is outstanding.
Unbelievable. Up to you, boys.
Cookie Gurge just asked Cameron Munster the same question I'm going to ask you. It's compared to the last three Origins you played with, that looked really, really fast tonight. Did it feel fast out there?
No, it was fast, mate. I only had the three games before this, but it was definitely out there, probably the fastest one so far. It was pretty intense out there. It was pretty tiring end-to-end footy, and It was probably, I'm not sure what it looked like to watch, but it felt like a good game of football.
Oh, so, yeah. Epic game.
You learn a lot from your losses, Cookie. What do you guys think you take out of that one, other than the fact that you probably got beaten by a side that played a full 80 minutes? You already mentioned that. What else do you take out of that one?
Yeah, it's a bit hard to say right now, because I felt like we put a lot into that, and you know, we did really well, especially when we were down a man as well. So, you know, just those small opportunities, I guess. You've got to take them and finish them off, and that's what they did, and that's the difference tonight.
Cookie, Dell, mate, you played a wonderful game.
Thanks,
but what's the atmosphere like at Suncorp Stadium for our listeners? It was electric, obviously, by the start.
Oh, mate, it's deafening out there. You know, talk about, you know, you've almost got to use hand signals to sort of talk to you guys in defence to call them over. You know, you just can't hear anything out there, and especially when you're playing the ball on their try line in both halves of calling for ball, you can't quite hear very well. So you just got to trust that they're making the right call, and you know, trust your teammate as well. So, but up here, once you run out, it's just deafening, mate.
Well, it's only 1-0. It's not over yet. We'll see you in Perth.
See you in Perth, brother.
We'll do. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
And Cook, who every time he's on this stage shows us that he belongs, as we're looking at a Kotai replay of one of the key moments right at the end, where Mitchell looked like he was going to go all the way, and Ponga put his body in the way in a clunky looking tackle, but it was effective enough.
Yep.
It stopped Mitchell's progress, and from there the Maroons hung on.
But it's going to be a tough one too. Like, we know there was a lot of great performers in that match. Tedesco, Cook, Clemmer was great, but like, even Queensland now, like, man of the match was, I know Cam Munster's been good, Callum Ponga had some moments. And, you know, I think we just saw it before. Dane Gagai, mate, where do you go? Mate, good luck. And, you know, it's one of those things where I just can't believe how quick that game turned. But that's Origin football, boys. That's why we love it.
All right. So stick around. A lot of you will be sticking around for the post-game press conferences. Now, if your station leaves us, you can get us via the Triple M NRL app. And you can always hear whatever games Triple M is calling. Always on the Triple M NRL app. Joe Offahengawi, didn't he show us that he belonged on this stage with you, Ben Dobbin?
What a debut, mate. Congratulations. You've played your first Origin. You've won in front of a home crowd. A very special moment for you.
It is a special moment, you know. Oh, I can hit myself. Just see my family. We were singing the anthem, and just see my family. It was a bit emotional, but I think playing for Tonga and all those big crowds got me prepared for a crowd like this. When I ran out, it was kind of the same feeling, but to have, I think it was 55,000 Queenslanders right in your home, I think it gives you that bit of energy. And the boys, when the boys said you run out of that tunnel, you feel 10 feet taller. So that was just, it was a crazy.
How did you find it? You played in grand finals. You played, obviously, at the elite level. How did you find the intensity of this match?
It felt like a fast semi-final, you know? It felt like a really fast semi-final, like when Storm are at their best and you're trying to keep them up. I knew my lungs had to be good tonight, because it was just up and back. It felt like we were doing shuttles, and I knew my lungs had to be good tonight. And I prepared really well this week. Me and Davey, we both took it on as a challenge to try and be at our best this week, because we know that when you chuck that Queensland jersey on, you probably only get one chance to play. So I told him we were going to prepare well and do the best we can throughout the week to play our best.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Joe, Wendell Saylor, mate. Congratulations tonight, mate.
How are you, Wendell?
Mate, not as good as you, mate. Mate, you belong out here. This is centre stage, and you talked about getting the Offahengawi name back on the map. Mate, how did it feel to run out there, play in front of, you know, the Queensland fans, but also playing against, like, Payne Huss? You just took it to them all night, didn't you?
Yeah, mate. I think when I run out, I kind of just took a step back and just got to see what it felt like to be out here and have that many Queenslanders cheering you on. And I think I just took a big deep breath and I kind of took it all in, you know. And to play up against Payne, yeah.
It's all right, mate. If you won the game, don't worry about that. You can talk about it.
Yeah, that's 20. I don't know. I am 20. But to play against big Payne was good, you know. Every week we're competing against each other at training, and just get a game against him. He's a big boy, and I thought we handled him well tonight.
All right. Well done. Congratulations. Yeah. It's a terrific debut.
Cheers,
Joe Offahengawi.
Thank you very much, guys.
Joining us on Triple M Footy, and those interviews for Celebrations and expert comments for Bobcat Equipment. By the way, at Tyre Power right now and exclusively, you can buy three and get one free on selected Falcon passenger tyres.
Great call, by the way. Dan, your son?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Did Clemmer play second half?
I think he played a little bit, yeah. I think he played 5, 10 minutes.
Yeah, he should have played.
Can I just quickly go back to Jonathan Gowie? It's such a small world. When he was 16, I was working for Channel 9 down there, and I got to present his Queensland under 16's jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is he related to Willie Offaly Gowie?
Yeah, it's his uncle.
Oh, here okay. we go. Oh, what about this bloke? Dane Gagai. Oh, he's with you, Ben Dobbin.
He loves a try in Origin, Dane Gagai. A couple tonight. What a night for you.
Yeah, it was just it was another hard-fought battle. We went into the half. We thought we were a lot worse than what we actually were. We ended up completing over 80%, which is what we wanted. But we knew we could be better in that first half. So our game plan was to come out in that second half, make sure we ran hard and plenty of supports, and we managed to come away with the win, fortunately.
Mate, it was all or nothing. It was all or nothing for you. And today, when you went in, when White threw that pass, mate, what were you thinking? It was a money ball for you.
Yeah, well, I seen him break away from Will, and he managed to keep his feet. So I thought even if he threw the dummy, I felt Will still had him covered. But, yeah, like you said, it was all or nothing, and I felt he was going to throw that pass because, yeah, if I didn't come up with that play, then Adek, I was going over for the try. And, yeah, lucky enough, I ended up taking it by the 50. I thought I was sweet, and then I looked on the big screen and see the Fox sprinting behind me. So yeah, I had to quickly snap out of it and make sure I finished it.
Okay, I've got to let him go now. Okay. He's been called by Channel 9, so I'll let you go.
Well done,
mate.
Well done,
Dane. Cheers, lads.
Already the fifth greatest try scorer in Origin history, and you think there might be a few more to come.
Oh.
All right, let's take a break here for a while. Now, I think our audience in some parts of Australia are going to leave us.
Oh.
Melbourne and Adelaide, I believe, will be saying farewell. As I said, you can listen to us on the Triple M NRL app. And, in fact, the full game replay is on there now. I dare say that's more probably popular for Queensland fans and New South Wales fans, but there it is on the Triple M NRL app. Press conferences live coming up after this. Queensland, they open Origin with a victory. Triple M rock State of Origin for Ream Hot Water.
Triple M State of Origin. Play of the day.
Wade to Cook, centre field. Throws a long pass left. Away now to White. Skipping. Got away from Chambers.
Goal!
His
goal! Goal! Points to 14. Queensland winners, game one. Press conferences coming up shortly as we do the verdict here. Triple M rocking your Origin at Triple M underscore NRL. That was such a fast game, we didn't have much chance to go through tweets during the game. So thank you to everyone who sent us tweets from all around the world, like Durban and England, and we'll get to some of them later. But New South Wales, I'm told, will have their press conference in moments.
Oh.
Brad Fittler, let's have a listen. I believe he is already speaking.
You get to games and you feel like you're part of a wall. Other times you feel like you're on your own. So just felt like at stages they looked like they were on their own.
Did you take us through the Cody Walker decision?
Well, I just felt like they'd won that a big chunk of the second half. And I think Cody was just struggling to get into the game. So I think Jack did a brilliant job. You know, it was a shame he threw an intercept, but... I thought prior to that his runs were great, and then as soon as we saw an opportunity to get Cody back on when we needed a few tries, then he came on, did a great job. He set up one try and looked dangerous the rest of the game, so I thought it worked well.
Did you have any issue with Sim being free?
Oh, not really. That was, you know, it's mostly Sim being.
What did you think of Latrell
overall? I think at times I felt it looked like they were isolated. Sometimes out there. They put a lot of pressure on that side, but overall he sort of come in the second half, you could see he got energised and they did a pretty good job. And I saw him do it a couple of weeks ago actually up here as well, so they did a pretty good job in defending that side.
Well, you obviously got a game in Perth now to get ready for. I mean, I know you've only just played, but we always ask the question, do you changes and then how do you approach the next game?
Well, they've got to go and back play for their club. You know? Our theory's always been blokes who play well for their club, so we're really expecting to go back and be good for their club.
Is that a deal with Nathan?
Yeah. I thought it was good. Come out with a really nice goal kick at an appropriate time. that's always not that easy. I think it was matched by Carlton later, so I think it was good. We actually didn't use the ball as much as we'd like to again, but we're sort of, our combinations are sort of 3 and 4 games old, so I think sometimes we, you know, as coaches you put a lot of pressure on, you know, you're playing with the best and get out there and play this wonderful brand of footy, sometimes a little bit harder than that. No, not really. Oh, good butt. I thought a lot of balls went to ground, but I thought, you know, a lot of energy. They've got so many individual brilliant players, and Munster and Ponga and Daly Cherry, as they started skipping across the park, and look, you know, they got everyone nervous. So, although their defence was very good, though.
That was your worst fear, that those blokes do
what they more sleepless nights, Brent. It'll be right. It'll be right. We'll be right.
Were you impressed with
Kane's
performance?
Yeah, I think they'll be. The young blokes, they come over, there was a couple of errors there. Cam had a drop, and I think Payne gave a penalty, and they'll sort of. We didn't need them, and we didn't answer them that well as defence. So, but outside that, I thought he was great. You know, he's going to play a lot of State of Origin. Who's that?
Nick
Humphrey. He's not sure, sort of behind the knee. I didn't really get a clear call on. He was a bit vague himself, so. But I thought he was fantastic, Nick.
Was the plan always to play down the corner for 53
minutes
straight, or was it just going that well?
Or? Yeah, he was going well. We sort of had all, you know, you put a plan together, and he didn't give us any reason to bring him off, so. He did a really good job for us. I thought Paul Vaughan was outstanding too, his first stint. Thought he was really good. Thank you.
There he is, Brad Fittler. You heard the New South Wales press conference live there on Triple M Footy, and we'll hear from Queensland shortly. So, things to take out of that, he certainly made it clear he hooked Cody Walker.
Yep.
Said he wasn't in the game. And was quite glowing of Jack White, and I'm not sure all the fans listening and watching would agree, but he was happy with his performance, obviously, apart from the intercept.
Yeah, he made a couple of good plays. Isn't it with Cherry Evans? He made that play on Cherry Evans down in the right-hand corner.
Had a kick charged down too, though.
The kick was charged down, and they didn't pay for that. And he did something else. But, yeah, no, but look, I agree, and I don't think there was any need to take him off. But even Jack White in there, he obviously lost his balance when he skipped there. But Dane Gagai, I liked how he explained how he went for it. Will Chambers, he was never going to get there, so it was an all-or-nothing play, as you said in the call.
All right, how about this? We clear our final break because we want to take Kevin Walters live when he has his press conference, so we'll do that as Triple M Rock State of Origin for Maccas. If you're just tuning in, you missed the hell of a game. Ada, unless you're here, and then you know how good that game was and what an atmosphere as usual. 52,000-plus saw the Maroons beat the Blues 18 points to 14. It was 8-0 to New South Wales at the break. And then 18 straight points for Queensland. Blues came home. They scored one try. They had 4.5 minutes to pull off another and get the win. But, geez, they were close, weren't they? Nathan Cleary was taken, 3 or 4 metres out?
Yeah.
I got a question, gentlemen. Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, MG, expert comments for our friends at Bobcat Equipment. Does Cleary survive?
I think he does. Yep, I think he does. But he's got to do more next game. He's got to do a lot more, you know, in comparison, Cherry Evans and Munster compared to our halves were, you know, way superior. So, yeah, I think he's got to give him another chance. And if not next, not in Perth, well, that could be, you know, obviously that could be it.
Okay. Does Cody Walker survive?
Yeah, I think he does. I think if you're going to make anything, you're probably bringing someone like a Madison.
He was hooked. A 5'8 was hooked mid-game. That does not happen often.
Look,
you're right. He might not, Dan, to be honest.
I understand, and Freddie spoke about the position he took on that just there at the press conference. I actually thought that it made sense at the time. They were down. Latrell Mitchell had gone off. They'd been isolated out on that side. Defensively, that edge just got absolutely torn apart. Jack Whiten, really good defensive player, good ball runner, and it kind of made sense there to shore up that edge and also maybe get a bit of punch with the ball because they had no good ball. It was all coming out of their own end, and obviously Cody's not a big body and couldn't find himself getting involved in the contest and went back on and did the job. Look, I think Freddie's got to stick solid with these bunch of blokes. It certainly wasn't through lack of effort. There was a few things that I think they learned from tonight, but you've got to take that squad down to Perth and give them an opportunity to go one better.
We have our Mongrel Boots Man of the Match. Now, we normally pick this ourselves, but on nights like this, we go with the official award. Mongrel Boots are built with you in mind. Ultra comfortable for the hardest of hard days. And for the first time in 6 years, a winger has taken out the award. Dane Gagai, his double was enough to get the Man of the Match, we are told. So only eight wingers. Wendell, you're one of them, has won this award.
Didn't even remember that. Sorry, boys.
you put it in front of us, mate.
Were you the first winger to get it?
No, I think Willie Cairn got it before me, but I think it was
Michael O'Connor must have got one.
Dale Shearer?
No, I don't think
maybe.
It was the first drawn
Rod Wishart?
First drawn Origin game.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Here in the wet. I was unstoppable that night. Anyway, tonight's about Dane. Dane was freakish tonight. He just finds something, Dane Gagai. You know, he hasn't played like that this season. Obviously, he's playing in the centres, but...
Cookie said, when we talked about Dane Gagai, he said, I hope he plays like that for us on Friday night.
That's what he did.
Well, at least he'll be on the wing now that James Roberts is...
What a game that looms as.
Yeah, we'll be calling that. 5:55 on... That's probably the best Friday drive time game we've got all year. It's a beauty. Make sure you tuned in.
Boys, I want to give Matt Gillett massive rap. Mate, what he did out there and put his body on the line, he's who I thought should have been... captain, you know, a couple of weeks ago, but the way that he played there, he's like a spiritual leader out there. He just put his body on the line.
What about Josh McGuire? Hasn't played in like 2 months.
Yeah. I know.
And just came back, and I don't know, he was just in it. He was the thorn in New South Wales side.
He's made for Origin football, isn't he?
He's like, unbelievable.
I know he gave a penalty away in the fifth, and you know, but he just finds something. Even at the end there, I just thought New South Wales were going to do a Queensland. When Angus Crichton went through, you were just finding ways, and I just thought, no.
I'll tell you what I'll be doing after the game, gents, after when we're done. That's going down to that Macca's down here. And if you love Macca's, the cheeseburgers, the quarter pounders, the Big Macs, you will love that they're now hotter, juicier, and tastier with onions added at the grill for more flavour, perfectly melted cheese and softer, freshly toasted buns. So with all of those improvements, there are now even more reasons to go on a Macca's run. The problem is you go, the one down here near the Forex, like 600 people, they'll be down there. But we'll do our best to get just a sneaky little cheeseburger MG at 11 o'clock at night.
Quarter pound.
I think we've earned it.
I know plenty of people are listening in. I know we all talk about burgers and that, but some of my Greek mates out there, they love their footy, Pock and all that. So, hey, Peter Polakaitis and all the boys, they just love their rugby league.
What the hell
What's that got to do with
Greek
burgers?
Got to do with Macca's?
What's that got to do with McDonald's?
Oh, no, I think they're pulling into Macca's now. That's what I say. Hello to the boys at Park and Fly. They just love our call. They just love our call. So, hey, boys, and thanks very much.
Where are they, Park? Can fly.
Oh, there are other guys, but other guys, you know, they just they love it.
I'd say you're getting something on getting free parking, but you didn't dare park in the Park and Fly because then you've got to get the shuttle.
Yeah.
There's no way. You're getting dropped off at the door.
But what about golf? I mean, are you going to get Ping out there or are you not with them anymore?
Why would you encourage?
I'm actually going to Ping on Friday for my new golf club.
Oh, okay. You'll give them a mention.
Let's all take away from what Queensland did here tonight. New South Wales were gallant tonight. And, you know, plenty of people talked New South Wales up. I was a little bit nervous, but...
That awkward change of subject brought to you by his mate Pete the Greek's Park and Fly. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, MG and Dan. Queensland, we're told, a couple of minutes away from their press conference. We want to do bold... let's do the... I think we might have one or two that might be right here. Jack Link's Protein Snacks with the bold predictions. Their new Jack Link's Biltong Tame the Flavour, available only at Coles. MG.
Damien Cook, Man of the Match.
Half-time he was a chance.
Yeah, half-time he would have won it. Yeah.
Half-time a lot of them were chances for New South Wales.
Ryan Girdler.
Addo Carr, first try. Tedesco, Man of the Match.
Half-time, Tedesco was on. He was probably top seed for Man of the Match. Wendell Saylor.
Cameron Munster, Man of the Match. Corey Oates, first prize scorer.
Very good.
Dan Gnane.
Corey Oates. We'll get to me, but Corey Oates, fair dinkum. You can't. I mean, Wendell, you held it in because when wingers make bad errors like that, you usually savage them on the call. You're actually quite calm. That's an unacceptable mistake to stand outside the line while the money ball falls in your lap.
Especially when you know Michael Morgan's going to skip to the edge, so you either come back under on the cross or hold that width just inside and he would have scored with ease.
Isn't Michael Morgan just such a wonderfully instinctive...
Yeah.
You can put him
in. Yeah.
He can play anywhere.
Me, all right. Here's my... I can't remember what I predicted. Protein tank. Corey Oates' first try. Oh, you fool, Corey. Is that it? Did Dobbo have one? Judiciary charges. Please be advised there were no charges from the NRL match review. Okay, well, yeah, there was nothing that was questionable. There was, the Josh Maguire crusher tackle.
That wasn't a crusher tackle.
No, I think we all agreed it was a harsh call. No call there. While we continue to do our sector and we wait for Queensland, all right, let's go through some of these that I'm assuming MG Gerds and there will be under the gun. Angus Crichton, did he do enough to survive?
I don't think so. No.
I don't think he'll make any changes. I don't think, unless there's injuries that happen over the next couple of weeks, I just think all of these guys will get the opportunity to. I mean, unless someone like Akiri comes back into contention, whether or not he's ruled out. Still over that period for Perth.
Madison was 18th man. I wouldn't be surprised to see him making the squad.
Good to see the Blues try a bit of loyalty. That's what I like.
I forgot how smug you were.
No, I'm saying like
I forgot.
You blokes are picking my team like a couple of weeks back. MG and then Ryan Girdle. But anyway, look, you go. Keep going.
All right. Don't forget. Kevin Walters here, the Queensland coach. You're listening to this live on Triple M Footy. Thanks to Maccas.
Sorry, I kept you waiting. It's a bit hard getting out of there at the moment, so it's all right. We're here now.
How'd you see that one, Kevin?
Oh, look, I thought it was a tremendous game of football. Oops, to be honest. Both sides were tremendous. And fortunately for Queensland, we were in front at the end of 80. You know, I thought it was the first half. I probably thought we were the better side, but New South Wales, we went in, the other team rather, went in at halftime with a margin. That just shows that, you know, the quality side that they are, but we were good enough in that second half to peg them back and then nudge in front, which was really pleasing from our point of view. But we've got a lot of work to do. We understand that. We're very respectful of tonight's win. But I think everyone would agree tonight that probably there's certainly a lot more in this Queensland team, as well as the other side. So it's going to be a very interesting game in Perth.
What was the critical difference for you?
Yeah, I think the belief in the side. Sure, the young side. We had three guys on debut there at Suncorp, and the crowd here as well were really special for the players. They sort of kept them going, and their applause and their engagement in the game sort of kept our guys going a lot. So that was very pleasing. And defensively, I thought we were. Not quite where we wanted to be in the first half, but we certainly tightened that up, you know, in the second half.
Kev, you said we will win before this game. Is your emotion relief? I mean,
No, there's not really relief. I mean, we came here tonight to put together, you know, a good performance. And I feel that we didn't do that for 80 minutes. And at origin level, if you want to, you know, be successful, you have to play that 80 minutes out. And tonight I thought... in the first half, we didn't capitalise on some of those opportunities that we did create. But in the second half, we were much better. And fortunate enough, we got enough points to nudge past them. So there's a lot of work for us to do, as I say, for Perth in a couple of weeks. But again, it's very exciting. We'll take the win and move forward to game two.
Do you think
Dane
can get a raise, mate?
Dane can take whatever he wants. He's just an Origin player. I was talking to a couple of the staff in there about, you know, every game when he plays Origin, he's just in the top two or three players. He's won numerous awards at this level, and that try that he scored in the second half was very few people in the game, in my opinion, with his speed and his timing, you know, could have scored that try. And we're very fortunate that he's in a Queensland jumper.
That's his 11th try in 11 games for Queensland,
Kevin. Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's pretty good. But I guess the guys on the inside have done the work for him to showcase his skills. He's definitely a talent. You know, whichever wing he plays on, he's been great for Queensland. And we're, as I say, we're really thrilled to have, you know, Dane as part of our group. And, you know, he's been not so much what he does on the field, but off the field as well. He's a really strong leader and just a real good Origin player. And we're grateful to have him.
Like Cannon on this, like two pinpoint passes in the second half.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing what you can do.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Kalen will agree that, you know, he had some really good moments tonight, and there's some areas where he needs to get better for us to get better as a team. But I thought, you know, first up at his first game at fullback, he was really good. But again, he can certainly get better for us, and we'll need him to get better for game two. Yeah, well, Cameron, again, in that first half was a little bit sloppy with his work, but in the second half he came to the front. You know, he's another talented player that we spoke about, you know, earlier in the week when I was talking about this Queensland team, and he was one of those guys that, at this level, just rises to the challenges, and he did that again tonight. But he's another one that we need to get better for game two, and he'll get better, no doubt about that.
Where does this win sit for you personally as Maroons coach? You've come into this game under immense scrutiny.
Yeah, I think any win at Origin level is very pleasing. You know, I got a lot of satisfaction out of game three of last year because we sort of built some blocks there for this year. And, you know, every win's great. It's hard to win in one game of Origin. And winning a series becomes all that harder. So for us tonight, we're out of the blocks, and we're very happy about that. And I'm really, really stoked with, you know, the win. But I know myself, and the team knows, and we've spoken about it in there, that we need to get better, and we will get better.
Kevvy, the team stormed out in that first 20 minutes of the second half. Was there any kind of rev up in the dressing sheds, or what was behind?
No, just spoke about what we, you know, set out before we arrived at the stadium. Some of our targets we weren't hitting, and we needed to fix those up in the second half, and we fixed those up, and then we thought if we could do that, that we there would be enough points. I mean, they were sitting on 8-0 at half time, so we thought if we get it right, we could pick up a try or two, which was the case in the end, which was, you know, very pleasing.
Yeah, what was the message to Ben Hunt at half time? It looked like he ran the ball.
Just run the ball, Ben. That's what you're there for, mate. I mean, he got through the 80 minutes magnificently, and everyone knows how much the belief that I have in Ben Hunt. I love him as a football player. He's tough, rugged, skillful. And, you know, I thought he showed his real class in that second half. A couple of defensive plays that he pulled off, and also he just got a bit more active in the game. So we need to get him better in that area as well, you know, for game two in Perth. And his second 40 needs to be starting 40, and that'll put us in a much better place.
Yeah, you've got a bit of flak before the game about your approach, and, you know, you lost the plot, that sort of thing. Is there a bit of, you know, like, told yourself about?
No, I didn't read, and I haven't read any of the stuff what's been said. You know, we had a real focus on our team, and I certainly had that. My big focus was our side and making sure that we did everything that we could. And to get that right. And I don't see myself as anything else but a person who loves rugby league. I love being involved in rugby league, and I'm very passionate about the state of Queensland and rugby league. And I guess that if that makes me a bit aloof, or what was the word, whatever the words are, if I'm a bit of a loony, well, there's a lot of loonies up in Queensland, I can tell you, so not just me.
Do you think the tactics of not mentioning the other team did, you know, have 1-3% impact?
Yeah, well, for me, the whole week, you know, we had some big influences. We changed a lot of things with our preparation, and I thought that was very influential about, you know, we're staying in a new hotel. We stayed in Brisbane for the full 10 days, although we went out to Charleville, and we got some new staff members in as well, which, you know, with all due respect to the previous, they were hugely successful, some of those staff members that we had, but I just felt this new group needed some new faces around them, and I thought that worked really well. Petro, Jonathan Thurston, Justin Hodges, and Billy Slater came in, you know, in a whirlwind in a couple of days, and just really had a good influence. All little things added up to, you know, to tonight's win, but we know we can get better, and that's what's going to get me excited, you know, for Perth, is the fact that we can get better, and we will need to get better if we expect to win the game.
Have you heard from Brad Stubbs, Kevin?
Got a text message or something? He's somewhere on an island somewhere, so he can only whisper, so I haven't heard. Yeah, look, you know, through the week, I thought Trent Robinson summed up Brad really well on one of the shows through the week. You know, and his part involved in all of this has been great, but we haven't achieved anything yet. We've got two games of football left in this series, and certainly a really big important one in Perth. We'll get through tonight well, and we'll enjoy this for sure. But with in the back of our minds, and the players are aware of this as well, that we've got some work to do if we want to, you know, win game two.
Kevin, you said the belief got you through the game tonight. Coming through with a win, how does that increase belief going forward?
Well, I guess it's a positive, yeah. I mean, you know, to win from coming from behind at half time, I thought that was a great result and a real confidence booster for our guys. So the second half was great. We loved all of that, but we've got to fix up our starts and our sort of second 20 where we fell away a bit with a few areas. The win always builds confidence. They know sitting in there now that they need to be better for game two.
Is the key to that unlocking the combinations, I guess, between Kalen and Cam and Daly?
Yeah, it was a little bit clunky at times, wasn't it? You know, and particularly with Ben Hunt as well. It's the first time those guys have played together. So I thought, for what they came up with, was pretty exciting. But again, you know, with more training into us over in Perth, over in the West, and we'll get better. And we'll need, as I say, we'll need to get better in all those areas for us to go where we want to go.
If they click, will they capable of?
Well, we'll find out in Perth, won't we? Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is. That was more like the Kevin Walters we've come to know and love over the past few decades. Although, did we all notice he said, I've paid no attention to the media.
Yes. Yeah.
But then talked about Trent Robertson on NRL 360. Maybe he didn't quite ignore it completely. But anyway, when you're a winner, it does not matter.
Exactly. And you know what? He's a man of his word. I always like playing the underdog card. And he just said, we're going to win, and he certainly...
Done.
Yeah, it's done, so yeah.
Bradley Stubbs is having a pina colada somewhere.
Yeah. If you like pina colada, get caught in the rain. If you're not into mojo...
Whoa. Yeah, Queensland put their mojo in the second half.
They certainly did. We'll need, as Blues fans, we need to bring it to Perth.
Hey, these Origin productions are big deals, and thank you to everyone behind the scenes. Cam and young Charlie White producing, and everyone involved, and Dobbo did a great job on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah.
Gerds has got the shits because now it's 1-0 and we're going to Perth, and you might see it.
Turns around. It's
takes me a couple of hours, Dan. You know that. I'm a little bit disappointed.
I know. Thank you, MG.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gerds.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Wendell.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, killed it tonight,
mate. All right, we all had a big night, and we're back to do it all again in Perth. Are we on air for midday on that Sunday? Oh, my God.
What time's the game?
8 o'clock. So,
must be shift work.
Hey?
Has to be a shift.
Be a grand final type cover.
Yeah, okay.
I do my best work short shifts. You know that about
yeah.
me.
Pinch hitter.
Yeah,
all right, we're all doing it again in 17 beautiful. Days. Hope you enjoyed tonight's coverage. And here are the highlights for Seabus Super as Triple M rocks State of Origin.
Seabus Super, with insurances that protect building and construction workers.
Triple M, State of Origin.
Game highlights.
This is Origin. It begins for 2019. Away to Munster. Munster to Morgan. 2-on-1. Morgan. Yes! Oh, yes! 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 Wow. Harry Oates is over. Oates got it down.
He's on the line.
He's got it.
He's on the line. Corey. He just needed to be in a bit.
What an error by Corey Oates. Cleary to Tedesco. Tedesco dangerous away from Munster. Now to Josh.
Oh, yeah!
Muscled his way to the line. Tedesco's work was brilliant. And Morris finishes it off. Here's Gillett. Throws it left. Cherry Evans rolls in a grubber. Hits the upright. It's in the end.
He's missed it.
He might have mucked this up.
Oh, that one angle says it is, one angle says it's not.
That's a trophy day of the week.
No.
He hasn't got that down.
No.
Oh, he's missed the ball.
Down to pressure. We have a decision. New try.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's Huss is Smith. Napa and Hunt. Boy, oh boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Throws left to Munster. Munster to Kafusi. No. Out the back to Ponga. Here we go. Throws a bullet. Here's a...
Yes!
Huss gets it down. That is okay. That should be a try.
Yes!
He moves in.
Curling.
Kisses the up.
Yeah!
It goes through.
Wow. He called it, Gerds.
Eight to six. And we have a game. The Blues are having to dig deep here. Murray. He's lined up and smashed in by Papali. Crowd going. close to Cherry Evans. Stabs a kick. Pouring through. Who might have been taken out of it? Ball got over the back. This could be a penalty try.
10 in the bin. Category.
There he is. Latrell Mitchell is out of here for 10 minutes. He guides it through. Oh, what a 10 minutes we've got ahead of us. It's 8 points all. Away down to White. Skipping. Got away from Chambers.
Go,
his
partner's
intercept.
Go, Dagger's
over his own 30. They're coming, but they're not going to get him. Josh Morris chasing, but it's all over. Goodbye! Queensland in front. Dagger. He's done it again. 10 tries in 11 Origins.
Throws to the right to Cherry Evans.
Uh-oh.
Sends it to Ponga.
Yep.
Throws a bullet.
Yep.
It's a Dagger.
Decision pending. Try.
Yeah.
They must get a result here of some order. Walker, short pass. Murray.
Go.
Trbojevic.
Yes.
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 Trbojevic is in.
Game on.
Wow.
Game back on. 5 minutes to go.
Come on.
Now to Cleary. Chip kick to the right side.